Before Joseph could reply, Benji was crying out,
Figs! Figs! Come out wherever you are! Hurry up, they've got nice pudding and drinks and they're not sea rats!
A tiny otter maid popped her head shyly over the rail.
Pudding's nice, Figs wants some,
she squeaked. Shaking with laughter, Formole lifted her over the rail.
E little ragamuffin child, you can have pudding till he bursts. You man eating it to be growing girt.
Figs was so tiny that she had to pick up the wooden spoon in both paws, but there was nothing tiny about her appetite. Finbar shook his head in wonderment at her.
She could go to sea in a clamshell with a sail. Ahoy there, Figs matey. Is that the full crew of you, or is there any more giants out there hiding silent-like?
Figs paused a moment as if thinking hard.
No, only our father. Benji knows where our father is.
The young squirrel took Joseph, Finbar and Rosie on a short walk into the hinterland of the island. Holding torches, they followed him through thick undergrowth to a tattered sailcloth rigged askew of a fallen aspen. Benji stopped short of it, pointing as if ashamed to go near.
Our father's in there,
he said. Finbar strode forward and went into the tent. He came out swiftly, shaking his head at Rosie and Joseph.
You don't want to go in there. It ain't a nice sight.
Tears were rolling silently down Benji's face as the sea otter placed a tattooed paw about his shoulders.
Hush now, matey. You're a big fella now. Don't weep.
The young squirrel snuffled, wiping tear-stained eyes on his tail. For one so fierce and scarred, the sea otter spoke surprisingly softly.
Who was that hedgehog in there?
He asked.
And how did you all come to this isle? Tell me, young'un.
Benji sniffed several times before explaining.
Ship was wrecked to pieces out on the sea at the start of summer. Burrun the hedgehog was hurted bad by a fallen mast, but she clung to it and pulled us aboard with her. Figs too, though she was just born. Don't know what happened to Fig's mother. We got washed through the rocks into the cove. Been living here all through summer. Poor Burrum never really got over that mast falling on her. She was mixed up all the time, talking strange.
Benji shuddered hugely, as if fighting back more tears. Finbar kept him talking as a distraction.
How long's she been like that? I mean...
The young squirrel pulled himself together gallantly.
You mean dead? Since last full moon... Though I couldn't tell Wincy and Figs. They kept wanting to see her, but I told them she was sleeping.
But you said father,
Joseph interrupted.
Burrum was a female?
The young squirrel smiled through his tears.
That was Wincy's idea. She never knew her father, so she thought it would be nice to call Burrum father. I told Figs we were a family, brothers and sisters. She's too small to know any different.